Brachos perek ches mishne gimel. Beishamei omir mekaneach yadov b'mapa umanicha al ha-shulchan. So this is similar to the previous mishnah, where when there's a halacha that something is tamei or something is asr to do, it directly affects a different halacha. So in this case, we'll preface the Beishamei holds that there's a gzera that one is not allowed to use a table that is any type of tumah, even if the table is a tumah of a sheni, which we know a sheni can only create when it touches a shlishi, that's only by truma, but not by chulin. But still, Chazal, according to Beishamei, was misakin that it is a gzera one should never use, even if it's not a kohen, one should never use a table that's a sheni for tumah. Therefore, Beishamei oimim mekaneach yodov b'mapa umanicha ala shulchan. When one washes his hands for netilas yadayim to eat food, and then he dries his hand with a towel or a napkin or whatever, he's supposed to put his towel and napkin on the table, and then during the meal when he wipes his hands or his face, whatever, to clean them, he consistently, constantly uses this napkin that's on the table only, never putting it on his chair. The reason that is because his chair may be tame, and if the chair is tame, the cushion of the chair, I'm sorry, when I say the chair, we're referring to the keses, which is the cushion of the chair. So if he puts his towel on the cushion of the chair that he's sitting on, so we're afraid that the chair, that part is tameh, and then the liquid that's in the napkin, because he keeps wiping his hands, that will contract and become tameh and becomes a rishon, like we learned in the previous mishnah, and then the rishon then can be mitameh his hands, and then he's eating with hands that are tameh. But obviously if he puts it on the table, so the table is tahor, like we said, because people would never use a table that's tameh because it's a gzera. Therefore, we don't have to worry about anything happening. And Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel is mekel, Beis Hillel holds, let's read what Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel oimrim ala kesis, better to put it on the cushion of the chair. Now, why is that? Because Beis Hillel actually is more mekel with the table. The Beis Hillel says there's no gzera that a person shouldn't use a table that's tameh. Therefore, because of that kula, there's going to come out a chumra somewhere else, which is, because the table is allowed to be used even when it's tameh, we're afraid that if he puts the napkin on the table, like Beis Shammai says, well, then the table may be, there may be liquid on the napkin, and then the liquid would directly touch, in this case, some foods that may touch the napkin while they're on the table, and then we have a real problem. So Beis Hillel says, better, because that's that tumah, when the tumah actually touches the food, that makes the food into a sheni directly, which is a problem, even for chulin. However, if you put it on your chair, so what's the biggest concern that you have is the constant, you know, the tumah of the chair that Beis Shammai was concerned about would be mitame the liquid that's on the napkin, and then the liquid that's on the napkin will consequently mitame your hands. Okay, the tumah of hands was, the whole thing was instituted by the Rabbanan, and it does not come Minatoira, and therefore better to have that, or it's not vade going to happen, but better to have the possibility of that happening than to put it on the table where you're literally going to very likely create a sheni lutuma, which does have a source in the Torah.